right, friends, here's the deal. We want a powerful legacy to come up after us. We want our children and their children and their children to live a life of power, peace, abundance, and redemption. But how do we cultivate that legacy? How do we steward that legacy from a place of brokenness when we have a heck of a lot of ashes that come with our story? I know you because I know me. Maybe you're trying to work through childhood trauma that has crippled you as a mom. Maybe you're trying to cultivate a powerful legacy while processing bad news. Maybe you're starting over and trying to heal and build your life back up from a divorce. Maybe, if you're anything like me, you have a little bit of a sprinkle of everything. I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. And just like Jesus told that little girl in Mark 5:41, little girl, I say to you, get up. I believe he is telling you and me the very same thing. Daughter, it is time for you to get up and be revived. You may be down, but you're not out. There is so much more for you and your family. And just like the righteous get up again and again and again, we will keep getting up until we are living from glory to glory, until we are truly a revived mom. I'm Heather Lee, and this is Revived Motherhood. So go grab your coffee and let's have a sesh. Hi, friends. I am so happy to be here. It's been a while. I think the last time I recorded a podcast was in June of last year, so it's been a while. If you don't follow me on my social media platforms, hi. Long time no talk to you, long time no see. I'm sure you thought that I died. I didn't. I'm here. Life has just happened, and it's just been crazy, like trying to navigate, you know, life building from a place of brokenness. It is definitely hard, and you make a lot of mistakes. I definitely have had my fair share of figuring out like what doesn't work and kind of just rebuilding from a place of just making decisions from a place of just survival and brokenness, and then trying to get out of that mindset and getting to a place of making decisions from a place of strength and a place of peace, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, I'm excited to be here. I hope that you're having an amazing start to your Tuesday. And I'm excited to be back on this platform and just sharing what I feel like the Holy Spirit has for me to share with you. So I'm sure you could tell, or if you notice, I have a brand new intro that I just recorded, and it's because I have a brand new vision for this whole ministry, for this whole platform. You know, when I first started Revived Motherhood 2 years ago, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was about 2 years ago. I was loading up the dishwasher, and my ministry was once Mom So Free. And I felt like the Lord was telling me to change it to Revived Motherhood. And I was kicking and screaming because I loved like the name that I had for it. And I feel like I was such a, like I used to change names to, like I used to blog and I would like change the name all the time. And because of that, I didn't really grow. So Mom So Free was, you know, getting a lot of traction, and a lot of people like were really embracing it. And I just remember thinking, no, I can't do this. But I really felt like the Lord was saying Revived Motherhood, Revived Motherhood. And I just felt like I had to do it. And it's crazy how even just 2 years ago, before we got hit with such a crazy plot twist in life where my, you know, spouse left and you know, trying to build a life from brokenness and trying to cultivate a kingdom lifestyle after so much ashes that tried to destroy my family. And I remember saying to myself the night that my ex left that the enemy is going to regret touching my family. He is going to regret stealing from my family. He is going to regret trying to kill my family, because I'm getting out of this pit. I'm getting out of this this deserted wilderness, this land of dry bones and wearied hearts. I'm getting out of it, and I'm taking thousands of women with me. And that has been my goal ever since. And that is my vision for Revived Motherhood. I know previously my encouragement to my goal audience was just moms going through like the day-to-day motherhood. And I hope that it encourages you in your day-to-day motherhood. Like, I really hope that it encourages you while you're washing dishes and like holding your child and drinking your coffee, your tea. But I also hope it encourages the mom that is going through that divorce, that just got the bad news that she has a hard time coming back from. I hope that encourages the mom who does not know how she is going to live, how she is going to move forward, how she is going to take her next step. I hope this encourages the mom that wants to build a better life for her kids, but doesn't know how to come out of her brokenness. This podcast is for you. And I pray that whoever is listening to this just feels the peace of God, that just feels the resurrection of Christ. I pray that whoever is listening to this is ready to take a step forward. Maybe you've been down, but sister, you're not out. You are not out. There's so much more for you. There's so much life for you. There's so much resurrection for you. Maybe you feel like that you're too far gone. Maybe you feel like your family is too far gone. Maybe you feel like that spouse that left you put you in a place that you can't come back from. Maybe you feel like that diagnosis is just too much of a diagnosis that you feel like you can't heal from. Maybe you feel like that you just had one setback after the other, and you just don't feel like how you're going to rise up when you keep getting pushed down. Let me tell you something. We don't just serve a God who heals. We serve a God who resurrects. So if you feel like your situation is so bad that there is no recovering from, let me tell you, my God does, and he has, and he will. And I know that he's going to do that for you too. So sister, I just pray that this podcast encourages you, and it encourages you to get back up and to remember who you are, to remember what legacy that you feel called to have for your family and for your children and their children and their children, and what you want for them, what you want for your legacy. And I hope this podcast gives you the push to keep going.